Elon Musk gave a Green Bay man $1 million for signing a petition. It's Friday, March 28th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, with the state Supreme Court election just days away, some Wisconsinites have been getting election mailers that look a lot like local newspapers. And we'll have an update on energy firm Enbridge's Line 6 oil spill cleanup in Jefferson County. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Current and emerging issues with a decidedly Wisconsin point of view.
We're putting the spotlight and sharing the stories and inspiration from the people making a difference in their communities.
My supreme hope is that this book is part of a greater mission to improve the health of women across the country.
Some people are crying out because they need somebody just to be nice. Don't judge, nudge, and push them forward.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Elon Musk has given a Green Bay man $1 million for signing a petition opposing activist judges. As Rich Kramer reports, the payment comes days before the April election, where Musk and groups affiliated with him have spent tens of millions trying to influence Wisconsin's Supreme Court race.
Musk called the payment an award in a social media post and said another will be announced Friday. Musk's endorsed candidate, conservative Judge Brad Schimmel, said he didn't know about the giveaway and doesn't think it will affect his election. At an Eau Claire campaign stop Thursday morning, Schimmel joked about Musk's initial $100 payments to those who signed the petition.
I thought about maybe putting my name on that, but I thought it might not look good. But I thought I could maybe get $100 because I'm definitely against activist judges. That's why I'm running, to stop activist judges.
Musk and his affiliated political action committees have spent around $20 million supporting Schimmel. A statement from liberal Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford's campaign called Musk's giveaways corrupt, extreme, and disgraceful. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
With that state Supreme Court election just days away, some Wisconsinites have been getting election mailers that look a lot like local newspapers. They have names like the Green Bay Reporter and the Chippewa Valley Times, and have a mix of local information and pieces with a slant towards conservative candidate Brad Schimmel and against liberal Susan Crawford. Mike Wagner studies the relationship between media use and political behavior at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He expects these kinds of mailers to get more common, but also less effective as actual newspapers lose readers.
As newspapers probably continue to decline, the value of looking like a newspaper will also decline.
Meanwhile, there's a tell that these mailers are actually political ads, says Dan Rorty, an editor at two weekly newspapers in the Fox Valley.
There's no ads. So there's no money to be made from these. They're just spending money.
The company behind the mailers is called Metric Media and has been funded in the past by Republican megadonor Richard Uihlein. And on the April 1st ballot, Wisconsin voters will also be deciding who will lead the State Department of Public Instruction. Incumbent Jill Underly will face challenger Brittany Kinzer. Corrine Hess tells us what DPI actually does.
DPI has more than 500 employees. Besides issuing teaching licenses, the department is responsible for administering several programs, including school lunches, special education, and an adult food program. DPI oversees all of the school and public libraries in Wisconsin. It administers state and federal grants to schools and oversees academic programming by setting testing benchmarks. The department also administers Title I funding. That's federal aid to help schools with a high concentration of low-income students. DPI does not make local decisions about how local school districts operate. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Cleanup and groundwater monitoring are still ongoing at the site of Enbridge's Line 6 oil spill in Jefferson County. Last year, a degraded gasket on a valve failed, spilling 69,000 gallons of oil at the company's Line 6 pump station. As cleanup continues, Enbridge will remove more contaminated soil next month. Groundwater sampling is also being expanded to include 11 residential wells within a half-mile radius of the site. Trevor Noble is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
It was done out of an abundance of caution, and it was something that was requested by the public.
Both Enbridge and the DNR say wells have not been affected by the spill. The valve failure prompted the company to examine connections at 11 sites along Line 6. The company said it found no leaks beyond the Jefferson County pump station. Coming up after the break, we'll have a story from Wisconsin Life about the state's first and only non-alcoholic bottle shop. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about finding alternatives to alcohol.
There's a shop in Middleton that has rows of bottles, mixes, and cans, but none of them contain alcohol. It's called Sober Social, and it's Wisconsin's first non-alcoholic bottle shop. Producer Morgan D. Stewart caught up with owner Christy Tanner about opening the store and their recovery journeys.
When I ask Christy Tanner to tell me her story, she starts with her divorce, a drinking while driving offense, rehab, and jail.
I was not one of those high-bottom people.
High-bottom people are called that because they're holding down jobs and supporting their families, but they realize they're headed for disaster. They give up their drug of choice before it impacts their lives.
I had a real drinking problem, and I didn't want to get sober. When that happened, I had 4 children under the age of 5 and a half, no twins, and I was about 60 days separated from my husband.
Alcohol did this to Tanner, like it did to me. I, too, had been divorced, been in traffic accidents, and have seen the inside of a jail cell. I hid as much of this as I could from as many people as I could because of the shame and stigma associated with addiction. And like Tanner, even when I hit those bottoms, quitting wasn't an option.
I thought it was going to leave me alone, isolated, left out. I'm not going to have any friends. I'm not going to have anywhere to go, and I'm going to have nothing to do.
It might sound silly to some, but the social aspects that come along with drinking, like going to a bar with friends or celebrating at an event, that weighs heavily on people. For them, sobriety means no more socializing.
People so often feel this guilt and shame about why they can't manage whatever their thing is. I wanted to really destigmatize sobriety. I wanted it to be something that might be attractive, that you might want to try, that would make you feel good. How can we socialize and let it be something that everyone can experience, not just the people who drink?
Tanner opened her new retail store, Sober Social, partially to destigmatize addiction, but she's working to do something more.
Yeah, I can give you a little tour. So we've got these shelves are all spirit.
I want people like myself to feel included and a part of.
Sober Social and this aspect of the sobriety movement are all about inclusion. Tanner recommends one way for existing bartenders and party hosts to help non-drinkers feel like they belong. Offer a variety of elevated beverages that don't have alcohol in them. Not all teetotalers want sugary sodas or bitter teas.
My personal opinion now is if you do not have a non-alcoholic option at your bar, you don't have a full bar service. You should have an NA cocktail, and you should have an NA wine or an NA beer.
Having options can help people avoid that dreaded question.
The question was, why aren't you drinking? And that's not the question that I want to be answering. I want to be talking to my friends about whatever we're talking about, whatever everyone else is, you know, dealing with. When I didn't have something, it always brought it back to what made me different than other people. And I'm like, how can I solve this problem?
Opening a sober business is just one of the ways that's helped Tanner live an engaged and meaningful life 5 years into sobriety. She's also been a recovery and divorce coach. She encourages people who are going through hard times or who want to change to remember that we never know where those rock bottoms will lead us.
Morgan D. Stewart brought us that story on Christy Tanner, who owns a non-alcoholic bottle shop in Middleton. Check out their full conversation on the You Human Creative Recovery podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And a quick check-in weather before we let you go today. Partly, it's mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms that are going to be ending in southern Wisconsin this morning, but will end in the afternoon in the north. High temperatures will be in the low 40s in the north, and it will be quite warm in the southern parts of the state, where high temperatures will be in the mid-70s in the far south. Yes, 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some extreme freezing rain is also possible in the north later tonight. That's today's podcast. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang, in for Alex Crow. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and Rob Menser. We'll be back again on Monday with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world for you. But until then, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.